Well, good morning to you here on Slightly Scrambled in Arkansas 103.3. As the holiday season continues to ramp up, there's so many great things happening in the area. One coming up this weekend, Small Business Saturday, and we've got some very special guests in the studio with us. Miss Maggie Tipton Smart, the director of Main Street Batesville, and Ashley Ingles, one of the board members. How are y'all doing today?
We're doing great. How are you?
Doing good, Wes, and you?
Doing good, doing good. So we're looking forward to Small Business Saturday. We got Thanksgiving Thursday, Black Friday on Friday. We got a full weekend of things coming up. Tell us a little bit about what is Small Business Saturday.
Okay, Small Business Saturday is really a day that we want to just pick out and really show extra support to all of our local entrepreneurs in the area, really targeting, you know, our downtown area. If you look at Batesville in a whole, a vast majority of our local entrepreneurs are in the Main Street drag there. So we really wanted to take this time to focus on them, encourage all of our citizens and visitors alike to come down and shop local, and really just finish those holiday gift lists.
Absolutely. And y'all have a full day planned for Small Business Saturday down on Main Street. So tell us about that. When does things get going?
Yeah, we're going to start around 10 a.m. that morning, and we have a couple of different things going on all the way through the afternoon. Our largest one is our holiday passport. So that's really an incentive that we put in place to encourage people to step foot into all of the businesses that are participating there on Main Street. So it'll be like a punch card system. So you'll receive your card from any of the participating businesses, and you can find out who those are by visiting any of our social media or mainstreetbatesville.com. So all of those participating businesses will have these holiday punch cards. And also on the bottom of those as well is a little friendly competition that we like to do downtown, which is our window decorating contest. This year, we are offering a pretty big prize to our winning merchant with the best window. So we really just encourage everyone to use those punch cards there. Stop in all the businesses, see all the deals, get your shopping done. But also when you visit that last one, go ahead and cast your vote for the best window. And the merchant that wins that will actually be receiving a free billboard for the month of December to help promote their business and just kind of try and get those sales numbers up for our local entrepreneurs. So while that is going on, we'll also have several Christmas characters along the street just hopping in and out. I know that we have the Grinch will be visiting a lot of the spaces. We'll have Elf, Buddy the Elf will be there as well. All the way to Santa and Mrs. Claus making their appearance that night at the tree lighting ceremony. So we have a ton of things starting in the morning all the way through to the afternoon. So we really encourage people to get out early, but then also come back in the afternoon for all of the family activities that we have planned for the rest of the evening as well.
Well, then we roll into the afternoon with some great festivities as well, some fun, and maybe a little snack or two. Tell us about it.
Yes, Wes. So we're going to have a sugar cookie contest in the Fellowship Bible Church. So we'll have kids decorating their cookies, and then we'll have another group of kids at the Citizens Bank Pocket Park, Batesville Area Arts Council. They're going to help kids with, we have a lot of easels set up with
just canvases and canvases. Oil paint. Yeah.
Yeah.
BAAC is going to help us facilitate that. So we'll have several activities happening simultaneously. And we just really encourage all the kids to come down and get an early start, because at 5 p.m. we'll also lead straight into the tree lighting ceremony presented by Citizens Bank. Ashley, would you like to give us a little information on that?
Yes, so starting at 5, we will have a hot chocolate stand with cookies. We will have opening remarks with the contest winners of all the windows being decorated. We're going to have sing-alongs with John Parks and the Brass Society, along with Santa and Mrs. Claus reading "Twas the Night Before Christmas." We will have, of course, the tree lighting, and then afterwards, thank you to Shelby with Storyteller Images for coming to take pictures with Santa and Mrs. Claus. It's going to be a fun night.
Absolutely. To bring the kiddos on out for all these festivities, Small Business Saturday coming up this Saturday on Main Street in Batesville. Starts bright and early at 10 a.m. You can do all your shopping. You can do a little bit of painting. You can eat some cookies. You can enjoy the tree lighting ceremony and then all the festivities that night as well. We got to talk about the sponsors.
Yes, yes, of course. As anything that Main Street does, it wouldn't be possible without all of our sponsors. Ashley, as you know, is here with us this morning. She is both our board member, but a employee of Citizens Bank as well. And that is our presenting sponsor for the full day. They are presenting the tree lighting that night, but they were also generous enough to sponsor our full Small Business Saturday, helping helping us highlight those entrepreneurs in our local area. So a huge thank you to Citizens Bank and also our community sponsors as well, which is Intimidator Toro Group and First Community Bank as well. Always, our work wouldn't be possible without them, and we look forward to a great holiday season.